No.
Nobody planned for that.
No.
The strange thing was it did make an appointment, so we should have known.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right there in the book.
Well, the books, you know, we never really pay attention to them.
That's what I get for avoiding the receptionist.
Well, it's a good thing that we were, you know, we're at Kmart, you know, when it happened, you know, so we didn't get caught in the health lanes, you know. And my question is, who would have thought that it wasn't Four Horsemen, you know, that it was actually just like the other guys in pink diapers?
I've been telling you that
you have
for
been.
Years.
You weren't really taking me seriously.
No.
I was, yeah, fixated on the pink diapers part. I didn't hear the rest of it.
The other
and
guys.
Who would have thought, you know, that they would have a huge battle for the souls of everyone on the planet with a huge, towering male C's nipple.
I know who I was pulling for.
I know. I mean, you mentioned that too. I remember the other day we were watching Frank. You know, it's going to be the other guys. And then we started watching, you know, a commercial came on. I think I got up to get the Fritos, and you're like, versus Mel C's nipple. It's going to be real nasty.
Well, I told you I found that book, and lo! The 18 of one voice shall rise, and a nipple shall oppose them. I told you, it was right there in that book.
Well, I mean, I personally always had a gut feeling that acapella would be the end of the earth.
It's just a little tiny hop, skip, and a jump from acapella to, you know, eternal damnation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I got this Kmart. I mean, I think as long as we're in here, nothing's radioactive.
Yeah, we've got all this selection, too.
Sure.
And low prices.
I'm glad it's a super Kmart.
Well, I was just going to say.
If it was one of them big Ks, or... You ever been over to Tolono?
Once, by accident, when I was kidnapped as a small child.
They have a fair to Midland K. It's got a couple of things.
Yeah. Very mediocre selection.
It's not as bad as Rantoul's. They got like a hoe. Like a rusty hoe.
And you have to return it. You can't buy it.
No.
Well, I'm just going to camp out over here in the...
Is the slushy machine still working?
Yeah, I think so.
By the way, that is... You look lovely in saffron. Yes. It's gauzy. I can just make out the, you know...
Well, I figured if I put this taffeta camisole over it, that's what really brings it home for me.
Oh, no. Mark's found the Hessian wall weave.
Hello, Super K.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Do you suppose that now we have to repopulate? We have to start a new tribe and nurse them off the goods supplied by the Super K before venturing out into our brave new world.
All right, well, who else is left in the Super K with us?
I don't know. We should probably check that out.
I can't bear children.
My womb is barren as well.
Don't look at me.
They took my ovaries.
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Oh, no, not this guy.
Hey, it is me, Sneaky the Belligerent Troll.
Oh, man.
Boy. How are you doing?
What? Where did you come from?
I was doing some shopping when the apocalypse came.
Where have you been for 8 months?
I've been hiding. That's what trolls do, especially belligerent ones.
Get out of my
crotch. I've read about this. I think that we have to repopulate and feed our new population off the food provided by the Super K. Who wants to go first over into the bedding section?
For dropping that on Sniffy. Over where?
Into the bedding section.
I'm not going to
lay me down.
There's no bedding section.
Hold on a minute.
That's a rumor.
Sniffy, stand still. I'm going to turn Sniffy over for a minute.
All right.
Oh, my God. And
that tickles.
Following in the long tradition of show business animals and creatures... Sniffy's really a girl.
Well, I thought you knew.
Oh, I thought Sniffy, it's obviously a male name.
Because only men sniff.
Well, no, Sniffy is a male troll's name.
I told my agent to change it, but he said, no, Sniffy is good. It's got zing.
Well, great, we've got one female
troll. So, somebody must lay me out so I can begin to repopulate with our mutant troll people.
Where's Troopia?
Okay.
Hey, guys! Yeah, this has this navy blue number.
That's looking good. That's looking good.
Well, I mean, do they work on you, or are they actually performing their function? They're not performing their function very well.
Is that Sniffy?
Yes.
Oh, sweet. Hey, Sniffy.
Hi.
Are you first to bed me?
Sniffy's a girl, Matt.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought Sniffy was a male troll name.
Yeah, I so did, you know, that's what I said, right, Mark?
Well, think about it. Women sniff, too.
So, we were thinking, you know, you're all into that crazy, crazy monkey troll loving.
But only when it's with a monkey and a troll. We're short a monkey.
Hold on. This is Supercade, dude.
Yeah.
I'll just run on down over to Pets. I'll be right back.
Think monkeys are right next to bicycles and parakeets.
So,
hi.
Who wants to be my father? In the new family that we will restructure here in the Super K. You, the tall one. The lanky one.
I kind of see myself more
with
as
the pallid complexion. You will be my father.
Kind of the traveling salesman who, yeah, I'm that kind of father. I'm a traveling salesman.
Okay. Now.
There's no more monkeys. They ate each other.
Oh.
Savages.
Now I'm going to crawl up on your shoulder and burp me, because I've just feasted on his nipple. I've suckled at his teeth because he's the mother.
Whoa. There was no suckling occurring. I was on a monkey hunt.
I'm saying hypothetically.
Okay, so hypothetically I'm burping you?
No, you're really burping me. We need the practice. What are we going to do when I deliver our new children? Who would that father figure be?
Matt.
No, he's just my lover, the pool boy, in a sense.
Well, is the traveling salesman father who isn't around to provide the guidance that the children so desperately need. I'm going to go sell peanuts to the rice, so I'll be right back.
That's why you're so wanton, because your husband is traveling all the time and...
Great, you know what? I also told Troopia that after everything was done, Fox was going to reroute the world. This is great. I'm living in a world as programmed by Fox. Next thing you know, there's just me car crashes, horrible car crashes, and animals, and really bad pets, really mean pets, and Sniffy.
Yes. Let me see them teats. Bear the teats to Sniffy, so he can inspect them.
I've got an idea. Hey, Mark!
Yeah?
Mark, can you go down to aisle
really
8?
Really weird.
And get a lot of that, Similac stuff? That kid, what is that baby food?
Similac.
Get some of that Similac.
Okay, but I'm gonna roll it back on a skateboard, because I'm conducting some really intense negotiations with the rice over here.
Alright.
The rice really isn't budging, so I think I'll be away for a long time.
All right.
Okay.
God damn it. Who knew the linoleum was so sliding?
Yeah, I got it. You're supposed to stop it.
Oh, I thought you said you had it.
No, I had it. I'll send it to you.
Mark, can you throw that back this way?
Here, I'll bring it over myself. The rice actually caved and went for the price I was requesting.
Well, good job.
I didn't want
You're a haggler.
Yeah. What's going on? I have no nourishment. I need to be burped.
Well, hold on a minute there, Sniffy. Here's an ice-cold Similac.
It's not an actual lac, it's a Similac.
Right.
This doesn't taste like the warm, nourishing milk that would flow from your bosom.
Well...
Sniffy, I'm a guy. There is no warm, nourishing milk that
I have sharp, claw-like teeth that can bear into your teeth.
That wouldn't get you milk. Probably blood and a whole lot of neck punching, because I...
Milk!
Anything attaches itself by sharp, pointy teeth to my nipples, I start punching.
Milk, blood, 6 on one, half a dozen on the other. Ow.
That's it.
I like that.
I think we really got to start discussing the actual worth of repopulating the Earth at this point.
Yeah, so we need a game plan here. You're obviously not going to let Sniffy suckle on your teeth.
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Hey! Hey! Yeah, you!
Did you guys see that? There was something rustling around amongst the strapped together pro wings.
Hey, come here! Come here!
Come here! Hey, come over here!
here. Simulac. Purses. Discount. Yeah, all right.
Here, Mark, try and pet it.
Okay. Let's see. Put my hand in a purse and put my purse hand inside really a backpack. Careful. Put my purse hand backpack inside a box and put my purse hand backpack in a box inside a larger box. Here, nice, nice,
see,
nice.
All you have to do is pick it up. It's just a little baby.
It's just a feral little baby.
That's all. You gotta just kind of treat it real nice.
Okay.
Sniffy.
Yes.
Here's your child. Oh my god. The baby ate Sniffy. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Good baby.
I'm back. Ooh, that was a ride. Now I'm covered in moist goo from the deepest corner of the stomach.
Once again, the worth of repopulating the earth.
Guys, I say we leave the feral baby and Sniffy to duke it out all night long. And
Duke.
I'm pretty sure I can hotwire the slushy machine over there. You know the one because it's actually an icy machine. It has the bear with the big sweater in the eye because it's not a Slurpee. they have red crayon cherry. You ever had one of those things? It tastes like what you would imagine a red crayon tastes like. Sweet. Yeah, come on, let's. I can hotwire it. We'll just eat those until we die.
Set up a feudal state in the camping section.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be my serf, and you'll be my vassal.
I'll be the communist theorist who sits off to the side and acknowledges this.
You'll
as
be
a
the communist theorist. You'll be the serf.
I want to be the scout. Can I go out and scout for radioactive Amazon women with three wombs?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah, I've probably wait a while for that. I don't know if they could plausibly have developed anyway.
I don't know.
Like in a day.
Yeah.
Well, but think about how fast we could procreate with that.
I'll be the chief science officer. I'll start trying to create a Amazon radioactive woman with three wombs.
Well, we're at Super K.
They have everything here.
So you're going to leave me to go onto the other side of the store.
What?
And form your own community, huh?
I'm glad you have stubby little troll legs.
Sniffy.
You can't follow us.
I'm impressed. You've procreated 18 times since we've been talking?
Well, I'm very, very efficient.
With a baby?
I'm... What's a lot of MacGyver?
Wow. Duct tape.
And a potato.
One-eyed babies. Functioning human babies.
Are they feral babies?
Slightly. But they can be domesticated. As long as you let them suckle to your teat.
No!
You're
the mommy!
How about we teach the feral trolls to suckle at the teat of the free market economy? How about we send those four over to housewares and send those four over to the produce section and have them run competing segments of the store?
Perhaps.
Brilliant, Mark.
Oh, thanks.
But anyway. All right, my minions. Divide, just like the thin gaunt one said, into the various corners of the building. And within time, we will begin commerce once again, as it was on the outside before everything was destroyed. And before the other guys came down in pink diapers and ruined everything.
All right, that's it. Guys?
Yeah?
I'm forming a hippie commune right here in the middle of the... long underwear. So if anybody wants to come hang out with me and, you know, just forget all this crap.
Right, I'm down with that. I'd say we...
Yeah, I'm down. Where's born?
Build a mountain out of caramel popcorn or something, and so we can say we're a commune on the mountain, because it's kind of
right
got
now,
more cachet
like,
there.
We got like four villages. You know, that's pretty good for...
Yeah.
For one Super K.
It's not bad.
Yeah, for not having a world outside of a Super K.
Sniffy's up to 30 over there, as far as I can tell.
Sure.
That...
It's almost
potato
enough.
Baby gun is amazing.
It's pretty impressive.
Doom. Doom.
32.
Wow.
Doom. Ain't doing good, see?
Not Doom. Bad, Sniffy.
What, how did you strap that? Never mind.
Sniffy's got the deli section up and staffed. Hot damn.
Doom.
I love the noise that the baby potato gun makes.
Okay. Well, off to your hippie commune.
All right, I'm going off to my hippie commune. But
we will commence in 3 months' time to negotiate trade laws.
Dump.
Wow.
That one got some height. That's the hang time meter is still running on that guy. Oh, look at... Look, he grabbed out one of the support struts with his teeth. He ain't coming down. Sniffy, one of your kids is hanging from the roof.
Oh, he always was a climber.
Oh, we got a ceiling fixtures section now. That's great.
Baby ceiling fixtures. What a wonderful idea.
Fare you well, our hippie neighbors to the east.
Okay. Boom.
Wow. I'll send you a baby every now and then.
Thanks.
Thank you.
If they could all look like Rebecca Romaine Stamos, I'd be really happy.
Dump.
Oh my god, it looks just like Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
I'm efficient.
All right. Well, let's get over here into our camping section.
It's not so bad. Really, I mean, nice. SuperK's always been kind of nice. Nice prices.
Yeah.
It's got that vaguely dentist office-like smell, though.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got a community building. I mean, Sniffy's working on the population. When they grow up, they should, be fairly, Hey, that one looks like Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, man, things are sliding now.
Get my rifle.
Sniffy's getting lazy.
There you go. Wow. You're a marksman of unparalleled. There's another one that looks like Foxworthy.
Oh, well.
You can't keep him down.
Yeah, I guess you need the balance of the genetically superior and genetically inferior.
Not much that can be done.
Well, okay. I'm going to just take a nap, dudes. I guess I'll see you in the morning. And
The apocalypse has kind of plum-tuckered me out.
Yeah. Maybe someday, Melcy's nipple will come back and give us a sign.
That'd be phenomenal. As long as her big hairy arm doesn't show up, too.
Yeah.
Girl's got hairy, hairy arms. I mean, I'm all for the natural look, but, not when the natural look is a primate. Oh. Big distended fingers. Thick matted fur. Ew.
You could keep going. You can go on for hours. Good night, dudes.
Good night, Matt.
And I gotta be honest with you. If I had to be trapped in a new Super K world, post-apocalyptically speaking, I wouldn't want to pick two dudes to do it with. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Did you just say he wouldn't want to pick two dudes to do it with?
I don't really know.
I don't know what he's...
Oh, and don't try to murder me while I'm sleeping to steal my stuff. Good night.
Good night.
Well, there goes that idea.
Yeah, I mean, after he specifically asked us not to, I guess it would be rude to murder him and take his stuff. Not that he has any stuff at this point.
Oh, and don't have sex with my sleeping body. Okay, good night.
Well, it would be rude, since he specifically asked us not to. Is he asleep?
Yes.
All right, let's sneak out of here. God, we pulled off that apocalypse flawlessly.
good idea of finding Sniffy and bringing him back.
Yeah. Okay, so let's...
I want to just hit the silver bullet.
Yeah. I wonder... I don't know. If we put up maybe like mock-up dummies of our bodies, we could get him to stay in here for a couple weeks. Maybe think that the trolls...
No, let's just leave him a note that we've gone to explore the western frontier.
Yeah.
Matt, gone to explore western frontier. Be back in 3 months. Keep Conlany running for us.
Oh, yeah. And don't leave and go exploring any new frontiers without me and trying to sneak out while I'm sleeping.
Okay.
Is that cool? Because I want you to stay right here and not leave anywhere at all. Okay, good night.
That's no problem. I guess it would be rude to... I mean, Wait.
Matt. Matt, are you still in a state of semi-sleep?
Semi-sleep, yeah.
We're going to leave.
Okay.
Go back to sleep now.
Matt, have you heard the rumors of Sugar Candy Mountain? Right next to housewares and small appliances? I hear it's a section where...
I heard it whispered in the wind as a small babe.
Yeah, where it's a section just full of candy that makes you feel good and warm all the time.
Okay, well, you can go get some for breakfast tomorrow.
There's a blue light sale over there. I'm going to go get some, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go with him to help him carry it.
Okay.
Go back to sleep. Goodbye. Okay, see, look there. We told him we were leaving.
All right.
I got a couple of quarters. Let's go to the Silver Bullet.
All right.